Tiene Natalia.
Meeting is started.
I'll come out.
Meeting is started.
Ça, c'était pas qui.
So, okay, well, item period de question, question period, first question period. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Are there any questions? No, yes, madam?
What is your bylaw for temples?
The bylaw for temples.
That they're supposed to take them out of the
I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but I can get back to you with an answer.
Well, isn't it from about March till about...
It's possible, but I don't have the bylaws,
right.
I couldn't say the truth.
It's April.
April, but I mean, I don't think they're supposed to be up all summer.
No.
That is absolutely
right. It could be possible. Again.
And the next question is your bylaw on fires.
Yes.
What is it?
Again, I don't have the bylaw in front of me, madam.
You want the bylaw?
I want to know, do you allow fires, making fires in the summertime?
There are times.
It also depends on what the...
Excuse me there. Ron?
I'm sorry.
Okay. As you know, on our site, our fire chief gives his opinion based on information he gets from the government agency and common sense. Mm-hmm. So, and that goes on our site. But furthermore, he's put up signs now. So, there's one in front of the municipal garage, there's one up at Harrington Front. There's a few signs. There's one at the fire hall in the Point of Shun. The
and
best place to know,
up.
The best place, you can call here, we'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, but if the person's like clearing a bit of his lot, okay, he's got a drum, and he's bringing his brush.
I suggest that anybody who wants to put a fire better call first and make sure that it's okay. And they know. That's what I suggest.
Get changes on the period.
This spring we had many, many fires.
Yes, I know.
And where it was wet north and it wasn't forbidden here, it should have been forbidden here. So this is why we put our own site, we have our opinions and our decisions. And it's the fire chief that makes that call. It's not the bylaw, it's him. So if it's dry down here and dangerous, and he says there's no fires, not even a campfire, then that's the end of it. We had how many fires this year?
Too many.
Five, six fires, you know, and it costs money. So we're trying to put a control on that, but they didn't, the people up north of Maniwaki who keep an eye on this, they were under the impression it was wet down there. So, you know, that's why we have to do what we're doing.
And another thing, I hear you have somebody going around looking at people's septic system.
We are doing a survey in Calumet.
Just in Calumet.
That's correct.
But you know, Tommy, I asked you last year. I live outside of Calumet.
Yes.
And, you know, you're having somebody do a survey. Well, why don't you have somebody do a survey to get water down the Calumet?
Well, do you want water?
Yes, I want water.
From you want, well, if you want the town water, we can look at the possibility, but there's
I'm sure you could get quite a few because there's quite a few right through. We belong here to Granville.
Can I suggest that you get a petition from
no,
both?
Why should I get a petition?
You said there's a long list of people that want
it. I said there's a lot of people living down my way.
Yeah.
And a lot of newer houses and more up-to-date houses.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a good idea to look in for the water because I'm alone, I'm a woman, I've got a point at the back, so every so many years I've got to make sure that get somebody in and I have to put a new point, or I have to make sure that it doesn't freeze at the back. You know, it's a lot of responsibility on me.
You and everybody else.
Yeah, but you're a man, I'm a woman.
God is the same for everybody.
Excuse me, one thing that you have to keep in mind, the people who get mad, they pay for separately their taxes for the water service that they have. And this is something that the municipality took over when we took over Calumet. The border of Calumet didn't include your place.
I know.
Okay. For us to extend outside the border, is it going to be a cost to them?
Well, it's always a cost.
Okay, so like whether it's extending the water line or whether it is paving a private road or a verbalized road other than a collector there, there's a cost involved and it's usually distributed to the people who get the service. So, again, the cost, I think I explained to you the last time, get to your place from the main line where it is right now, it's probably $300 to $400 a meter. So I don't know how many meters between the line and your place, but you can add it up. And that would give you water service, because you're the only one that would be serviced on, unless the farm wants to get serviced.
Yeah, but then there's Adrian and there's...
Well, this is where I'm saying.
That could be extended for 20 years.
Yeah, this is why. Well, you can go with borrowing bylaw, but this is something. This is why often we suggest to people to come with a petition and all those that are interested, then we can figure out what it's going to cost. And then we can go ahead and plan it. And then you guys will know what it's going to cost. When we're doing it here right now, we're changing the pipes in the village of Calumet. We're getting funded by the government, a large part. So that's why we're going ahead with it. We're changing the old.
She could be a subvention too.
Right? They don't usually do that for new developments. They're giving grants to change the old
cost.
Anyways.
So you're meaning to say in Calumet they'll get a grant, but us people down the other end, we're just Joe Blow paying our taxes.
The people in Calumet have been paying for years and years for that.
I lived in Calumet, sir. For many years.
That's what you argue, but the system does not support you.
Anyway, the programs right now that's available to governments to change the existing old water lines, and that's the program we applied to get the money to do the work, so that it's not a big tax burden on the municipality. Now, I'm not aware of any grants available to build new water lines for existing homes.
But that's something that the council
Like I just said, the possibility is there. You come here with a request, a petition there from the people that are going to get serviced by that water line that you want. And if everybody agrees to pay, then fine. Just put it in.
Yeah, but would you get a grant? You don't know.
You're not going to get a grant for a water line, a new water line that doesn't exist.
No.
That you're not going to get.
No.
You're going to get a grant to replace an old water line. So that's the situation. That's today. That's the programs that exist today. So maybe someday the government might have funding that they'll be willing to do that. That
people
doesn't
that
exist right now.
Paying for years don't have to pay now for a new one.
Is there anything else, ma'am? Does it answer your question?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Don't cast your other questions. No? Okay, so on Valet item 12, we'll go to item number 3, adoption of l'ordre du jour. On a des amendements à faire. On va enlever les articles 9.3, 9.4, 11.1. Puis on va. On va enlever 11.1 et on va rajouter 12.1, Festival Blues. So we're removing items 9.3 and 9.4 from the agenda, and 11.1. We're adding item 12.1, which is the Blues Festival. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
C'est pas bon, monsieur.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Sur l'adoption des procès-verbaux, adoption procès-verbal du Conseil du 14 juillet. C'est un proposeur?
le propose, Monsieur Van.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
D'accord.
Adoption de procès verbal du 6 août. Nathalie propose, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Rapport du maire et des comités. On a le comité camping qui nous a présenté, ont déposé leur résultat financier pour le mois de intérimaire, pour le mois de juillet.
Allez jusqu'au 31 juillet, monsieur le maire.
Allez, au 31 juillet. So, sans rentrer dans tous les détails, on a des revenus de 190 000. On a des dépenses de 137 000. On a un bénéfice de 53 000. Il y a des réserves là-dedans qui sont gardées là, parce qu'il y a encore des dépenses à rentrer. So, anyway, c'est bon jusqu'à date. Ça, on parle fin juillet.
Good. Good job.
Oui, Denis et Manon travaillent fort pour que ça roule proprement, puis on s'en vient bien.
Quelque chose qui en a hérité. Ouais.
Finances et administration, les auditions, approbation des comptes à payer. So, est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
Serge,
tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Le compte numéré sur la liste suggérée des comptes à approuver le 11 août, totalisant 685-288-03 By the way, I forgot to tell you guys in English. I was at the item of committees. The committee looking after the camping gave us their up-to-date financial to the 31st of July 2020. So they have total revenues of $190,000, total expenses of $137,000. So their profits up to now, the difference $53,000.
How much up to?
$53,000. Wow. So there's a there will be adjustments. And allowances for other expenses that will come in. So that's up to them. So just so that everybody knows.
It's without trying.
Yeah, 53,000 ahead.
That's without trying.
Okay. Autorisation pay manufacture plus de 5,000. So invoices above more than 5,000. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
Serge.
Est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Est-ce que je suis obligé de lire chacun?
Non.
Il y en a beaucoup.
Anybody want
to go through item by item the 5,000 and up bills?
Je pense
qu'ils sont sur la table.
Sont sur la table? Oui.
Et la liste des factures est à l'intérieur. Non, voilà.
Tout est déjà publié.
OK. Anyways, je ne lis pas toutes, mais. La liste est là, je dis, hein? N'importe.
Et même à l'autre jour, finalement.
OK, c'est beau. Ah oui, tout à l'heure. On va aller à 6.3, réalisation des comptes de taxes depuis le 3 ans. So, write off the tax account over in 3 years with some provisions for bad debts. Proposé par.
Vous avez proposé, monsieur le maire?
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, d'accord.
Autoriser le coordinateur des finances à procéder à la réalisation des arrières de taxes municipales depuis le 3 ans, donc, d'imputer le montant à la provision pour mauvaise créance du reste de fait. So, it's proposed and resolved to authorize financial coordinator to write off municipal tax arrears of more than 3 years and to allocate the amounts to the bad debt provision provided for that purpose. And this is after recommendation from our auditors that we're doing this. It's tax bills that were on the tax bills and interest that dated back from the 70s and we're still in place. that's gonna get away thing.
You just write them off.
Yep.
That's the area. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate. So, condition, condition d'embauche du directeur général, conditions of employment of our director general, sera proposé par.
Moi, je le propose, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Les conditions de travail du directeur général sont modifiées selon les termes convenus lors de la séance de travail de ceci le matin. Il est de plus résolu que les modifications des conditions de travail soient libellées dans une lettre d'entente à être signée par le maire et le directeur général.
So everybody knows we increased his wages.
Yeah.
Because he deserved it.
There's an address.
That's what we did.
It is proposed by and resolved that working conditions of the Director General be modified according to terms agreed during the working session of August 6, 2020. It is further resolved that these changes, the working conditions be worded in the letter of agreement to be signed by the mayor and the director. Mm-hmm. Condition d'embauche, coordinateur de finances, conditions of employment of the financial coordinator. Est proposé par?
Je le propose, monsieur le maire.
Okay, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Les conditions de travail du coordinateur de finances soient modifiées selon les termes convenus lors de la séance de travail du 6 août. Monsieur Serge Raymond se voit également confier la fonction du directeur général adjoint. Ces modifications aux conditions de travail soient libellées dans une lettre d'entente à être signée par le maire, le directeur général et le coordinateur de finances. So, propose and resolve the working conditions of the financial coordinator. May it be modified according to the terms agreed to the work session of August 6th. Mr. Serge Raymond is also entrusted with the function of Deputy Director General. These changes to working conditions are set out in a letter of understanding to be signed by the Mayor, the Director General, and the Financial Coordinator. And again, there's an adjustment in the wages.
We adjusted the responsibilities of the VP, the second in charge.
So, fin de probation de Christelle Salaire, technicienne comptable, termination probation. End of probation of Christelle Salaire, accounting technician. Mm-hmm. Proposé par?
Natalia.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Confirmer l'embauche de Mme Christelle Salaire à titre de technicienne comptable selon les termes de la lettre d'embauche signée le 10 février. So, propose and resolve to confirm the hiring of Mrs. Christelle Salaire as a county technician under the terms of the appointment letter signed on February 10th. Personnel de soutien en urbanisme, planning support staff. Il est proposé par?
Je vais proposer, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, oui.
Que le directeur général soit autorisé à afficher et à combler le poste d'adjoint en urbanisme, qui sera un poste saisonnier permanent. À raison de 30 heures par semaine. So it's proposed by and resolved, the general manager be authorized to post and fill the position of urban planning assistant, which will be a seasonal permanent position at the rate of 30 hours per week.
Oui.
Oui.
Qui a proposé, excusez-moi?
Dépôt du projet de règlement numéro. Projet de règlement IRA 605-08-2020 amendant le règlement IRA 605-04-27.
Pour augmenter les amendes.
Ça devrait être l'adoption, non?
Oui, excusez. Adoption du. Merci, M. Léger.
Donc, corrige par adoption. Ça, c'est proposé par.
Je le propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Adoption du règlement IRA 103-07-2020, amendant le règlement IRA 103-01-27 sur la gouvernance. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Par Marc.
Marc? Non. C'est pas proposé par Marc.
Non, lui, c'est le précédent.
Non. Qui propose?
Ok, Natalia.
Natalia propose, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Résolution ratification d'un contrat octroyé pour le déneigement du chemin privé. Resolution ratification of a contract award for clearing private roads. Ça, c'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le conseil autorise le maire, directeur général, à confirmer et autoriser le contrat d'entretien d'hiver de domaine de la Côte-Ukraine avec l'entrepreneur Sosarico 93-99-46-06 Québec Inc. Faisant affaire sous le nom de Snowwood pour le somme suivante, rien de taxe. C'est-tu ça, Snowwood? Il me semble que c'est Snowwood qu'on a enlevé.
Pardon? Je pense que Snowwood a été mêlé aussi dans une autre affaire, dans le déménagement du chemin Weldon.
Ouais.
Et là, c'est pas ce secteur-là, on parle du secteur...
C'est lui qui était le plus bas commissionnaire ou c'est lui qui est recommandé par les autres, les gens du lac du Pointe-Jeune? Le même du lac Pointe-Jeune.
En fait, le choix de l'entrepreneur est fait par les gens de l'association.
Exact.
Alors, c'est lui qui ont choisi.
C'est lui qui ont choisi. OK.
C'était celui-là qu'on avait jeudi, là, dans...
So, resolve council authorize the mayor and general manager to confirm and authorize the winter maintenance contract. The manager left from the shine with contractor 399-4606 Quebec Inc. doing business under Snowwood name for the following amounts, including tax for 2021. 19, 1982, 21, 22, 2600, and 2223, 21, 2017. Afin d'acquérir des terrains, le maire et le directeur général sont autorisés de signer les documents nécessaires pour effectuer cette transaction et signer l'agrément. So, propose and resolve the municipality honor the offer to purchase filed with the real estate agency Royal Page, Roumania. In order to acquire said land, the mayor and director general authorized to sign the necessary documents to complete this transaction and sign the deed itself. That's part of what NB range 9. Demande de délégation mineure 2020-0001 d'eau 5,924,784. So request for minor exemption 2020-00061 on lot 5,924,784. C'est proposé par...
Je vais le proposer maintenant.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le conseil municipal accepte la demande de délégation mineure 2020-0001 à l'égard de la marge à 20 à 8,2 mètres sur l'immeuble connu comme étant le lot 5,924,784 allant à l'encontre de la marge à 20 de 3 mètres minimum et de 5 mètres maximum prescrite à la grille d'usage UI01 sur règlement AE-902-0125. It's proposed and resolved that the Municipal Council accept the minor exemption request 2020-00061 with regard to the front setback of 8.2 meters on the building known on lot of 5,924,784 going to be against the front setback. So, which went against front setback, minimum setback of 3 meters and a maximum of 5 meters. The starting zoning grid UI01 of YRRU9-201-2015. The norm does not include the interpretation architectural, the 2020-0002, architects, like we're going to get site planning and architectural integration plan, demand 2020-0062, lot 5,924,784. Proposé par.
Proposé, Monsieur Mann.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
D'accord.
Le conseil municipal accepte la demande du IA pour les meubles construits sur le réseau Saint-Jean-de-24-724. Je propose une résolve du municipal council accepte le IA request for the building to be built on lot 5,924,784. Là, on saute 9,394. Résolution d'appui pour le projet forêt nourricière. Ça, c'est proposé par. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
D'appuyer le projet forêt nourricière et la municipalité s'engage dans l'éventualité de sa mise en œuvre et en assurer la pérennité via son fonds dédié au projet communautaire. Proposed and resolved to support the Peter Forest project and the municipality commits in the event of its implementation to ensure its sustainability through its fund dedicated to community projects. So, Natalia, if you just want to explain quickly what the project is to the citizens that are present.
We applied for a concours.
A subsidy?
A grant?
No, yeah, a grant, but.
It was a contest.
It's a contest. To win for $6,500 of fruit trees and other things you can eat, and we would like to implement that in front of the town hall on the other side of the where you can go to the water testing plant. So we needed a promotion of support to say that the municipality is.
If we get the grant, that we'll take care of it afterward.
And that's going to
be all the that's all the motion says. Is that if we get
you're
a 6,500, we'll take care of those bushes and those trees.
You're going to take care of the bushes and the trees.
That's right.
You can't even take care of these trees out here on the from the front of the east side.
What are you talking?
Which ones? The shrubs at each end of the building. They should be trimmed and put down.
Put
not
down.
Trees or shrubs.
Yeah, trees that should be put down.
They should be lowered. They're not
shrubs.
Trees, they're shrubs.
Okay.
So you're telling me you're going to look after them, you can't look
in
after
In fact, the, that forest, it's volunteers that are going to look
yeah.
after that, okay? There's going to be trainings for people to know how to take care of apple trees and things like that, and it's going to come for to those apple trees that are in front there,
mm-hmm.
who are pretty well maintained, and in fact, it like all the shrubs. All the plants that are in front of the town hall here all are the keepers of. So if you have some places where you saw some trees that are municipal.
Oh, they're not trees. The two, one at each end of the building, they're not trees. They're shrubs. So they should only be down about this high.
Well, it's possible that there's some trimming that needs to be done.
Well, it should be done. It's a municipality. You
yeah.
go look at other municipalities, how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
Okay, but in front here is very
nice. It's very
it's
nice.
Yeah,
you gotta keep.
And you have a beautiful thing in front under her sign, which we have to thank
yeah,
Mrs. Dallaire for doing.
As long as people look after it.
Yeah, and she's working at the plants here. Maybe she didn't get the trimming goals, but I saw her.
I had to tell you last year because she said nobody knew how to do it.
Well, she's been in the yard with her son working at it slowly, Mrs. Dallaire.
Okay.
So she's the one that did it, the little rock garden in front under the sun.
And
she's the one looking after the one in front of shine.
I want to mention,
yeah.
Who plants herbs in front of a municipality center?
Herbs.
You know?
It's volunteers.
Who plants that in front of a building? You got a ballpark at the back.
There is also a community garden at the back.
Yeah, but you don't plant herbs in front and let them go like
those
this.
Are not herbs, those are weeds.
No,
that's not weeds.
Yes, there were bad weeds. And to tell you about the difficult, actually
okay,
I'd like
I
to...
cleaned up last week.
But you get involved,
yes.
You get involved?
I have enough, I can't even hardly walk. You
okay.
come to my place and do stuff?
I'm sorry.
But people that get involved can say,
please, one at a time.
I'm a taxpayer here. I like to see the municipality look nice.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We're working towards that. I know that there, we have our own people looking after the lawns.
It looks nice there now. They cleaned it up at the center. But like I say, Tommy, who plants herbs in front of the center?
I thought they were weeds. I didn't think they were herbs.
Those are herbs.
Okay.
You don't plant herbs. Well, you want to plant put flowers.
Yeah. Well,
sorry. It's earth. It was part of a project. Okay, there are citizens like Candice who's taking care of this.
Have you seen Candice's place?
I went there. Yes, and it's very nice. I went there to pull the.
You seen her place?
Yes.
I love it.
Hey, let's not get personal, please.
Well,
okay.
I went to pull out herbs. Okay, and there is like this big rubber that needs to be cut. But that's it. There is no
more
needs
that. We got the message there. We'll see.
Well, come on, Tommy. You know, like, it's okay to go there, you know.
Okay. That's enough. Yeah. That's enough. Thank you. I think everybody heard. So, people have to do better gardening. I don't have time to do gardening.
No, but.
And I thought they were weeds, so I wouldn't be good for garden.
I know you've got a garden that's beautiful for the people. Well, that's where the herb should be, where that garden is.
Okay.
Not in front of the building.
Anyway, we'll look into that.
To be fair, just to be fair, I asked if the herbs were going to be high and if it's going to block the municipality. They said no.
Well, it was right up to the window the other day until they cut it down.
All right, let's go on with our meeting here, please. Les auditions confirmées concurrent de travaux en Égypte ne sont effectuées dans le cadre du programme investi dans le Canada. Resolution confirming that no government work will be carried out under the Investing in Canada program. So this is the grant. We're making a resolution to confirm that we won't, our forces won't be doing any of the actual work that they're subsidizing in the order of $1,995,640.
Je propose.
Proposed by Marc. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Les municipalités confirment par la présente et la prenante la réalisation des travaux en Égypte dans le cadre du programme investi dans le Canada, mieux connu au niveau provincial sous la commune FIMO. Proposed and resolved, the municipality hereby confirmed that it is abandoning the governance work under the Invest in Canada program, better known as provincial level, at the provincial level as FIMO. Demande de soutien financier du Festival d'Argenteuil en Blues, request for financial support for the Argenteuil Blues Festival, which, by the way, is going to happen at Harding Lake for once. So, the chair proposals are?
Je propose.
Denis,
oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
La municipalité accorde une contribution de 1 000 $ au Festival d'Argenteuil en Blues, le fonds nécessaire sera prélevé. 302-701-91-89. So it's proposed and resolved to provide contribution of $1,000 to the Argenteuil Blues Festival. The necessary funds will be drawn from budget item 02701-91-999.
Alors, je suis signé Marc Beaulieu, secrétaire trésorier de la municipalité de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge. Certifie sous mon serment d'office que les crédits sont disponibles pour payer toutes les dépenses autorisées lors de la présente séance. I, the undersigned, Marc Beaulieu, Secretary Treasurer for the Municipality of Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, certified under my oath of office that credits are available to pay all the expenses authorized in the current meeting.
Now we'll file a deuxième période de questions, second question period. I want to thank everybody there that they came with their masks. Keeping the distance, fighting, everything's good. So, second period, is there any question? Don't guess you on. Yes, sir.
Si vous permettez de laisser ma masque pour être entendu.
Go ahead.
Il y a un règlement qui s'est passé, puis vous l'avez scrollé très vite, puis je n'ai pas entendu c'est quoi.
Lequel?
Je ne sais pas, il y en avait une. Avant,
on a plusieurs.
On avait 9.3, 9.4, on était dans ces eaux-là. Alors,
9.3, 9.4, on les a cancellés.
Les deux, okay.
Oui.
9.3 et 9.4 sont en
fait. Oui.
questions sur le sujet, on parle d'un rhum, même si ça n'a pas été passé, d'ajouter des sablières. C'est où que vous pensez le RU.1 pour ajouter des sablières? Ce serait dans quel secteur de la municipalité, ça? Je ne connais pas le 4x4. C'est 9.4 d'ajouter dans la zone RU.01 l'usage sablière.
I'd have to look at where I am. Is it either range 9 or range 10?
Okay.
Right now, maintenant, les sablières, ça c'est une chose qu'on a essayé de corriger, de clarifier. Les sablières publiques sont autorisées dans le rang 9 en descendant. Il reste à clarifier. Dans le rang 10, ils sont non autorisés. Ça, c'est selon les règlements qui ont été faits.
Okay.
Les
ça, anciens. C'est sablière publique, ça, vous dites?
Public.
Public, OK, donc pas privé. Juste, je pense à la question d'une Europe qui aurait sa sablière, ça ne mettrait pas ça légal.
Dans nos règlements présentement, seuls sont autorisés les sablières carrières publiques.
OK, c'est bon.
Dans la définition de public, il reste ça à clarifier.
OK, génial, merci. Deuxième question, c'était est-ce que vous pouvez donner le prix de l'achat du terrain au point 6.11? Le prix où vous allez acheter un terrain?
C'est à l'entour de
45 000. Là, j'ai une question d'information. Il y a une coupe de bois au coin de la 50 et Kilmer. Une coupe de bois massif.
Un coupe de bois blanc
sur un terrain assez large.
Le terrain pour la future station de gaz, là.
Vous le nommez, c'est dans ce coin-là.
Oui.
Je me demandais juste s'ils ont eu un permis, c'était une coupe industrielle parce que c'était plus que 100 cordes, c'était-tu en règle?
Ça, je ne peux pas te répondre, il faudrait qu'on demande à l'inspecteur.
OK.
Je n'ai pas de réponse pour toi à soir.
Parce que j'avais parlé à l'MRC, il me semblait que si c'était plus que 100 cordes, c'était forcément sujet à l'MRC. L'MRC n'était pas au courant. Fait que là, je me dis, il y a peut-être des coupes de bois qui se font chez nous.
Non, ça c'est pour un développement de... Comment ça s'appelle ça?
Il y a un projet de station de halte routière.
Oui.
C'est son commercial. Projet. Ça, c'est la surface de son projet. Puis ils ont enlevé le bois pour procéder avec...
Selon ma compréhension, le zonage permettait des projets en lien avec un projet récréotouristique.
Oui.
Si le projet avait une demande de permis, puis il est accordé, bien, une des conditions serait qu'il pourrait commencer avec la coupe de bois.
Oui.
S'il a fait la coupe de bois sans demander de permis, bien, il marcherait dans le permis. Parce que peut-être que le permis ne sera pas conforme.
Je ne peux pas te répondre si le permis a été émis ou pas, mais je ne regarde pas ça comme une coupe commerciale.
Bien, plus que 100 cordes, c'est ça la définition.
Bien, d'avoir chaque maison qui se construit dans le bois, il faut chercher un permis. Mais voyons donc.
Mais c'est pas vrai.
Voyons donc.
Mais non, non.
Monsieur le maire, là, on n'a pas besoin de rire de moi.
Non,
je cite le chef qui est dans le règlement régional. Allez à la MRC et faites de quoi de plus intelligent.
Est-ce que vous pensez que c'est une coupe commerciale?
Je
vous pose la question. La définition d'une coupe commerciale, c'est quoi?
Exact.
Mais ça inclut pas un développement.
C'est votre opinion à vous, ça?
Oui.
D'accord.
It's almost all softwood for Christ's sake.
Je vais essayer de dire pourquoi, puis je pense que je l'ai dit pour que vous soyez éclairé sur un point de vue, et ça finit avec la question, c'est que...
On va clarifier le règlement si c'est pas clair.
Le règlement. Pour ce qui est de la coupe comme telle, physiquement, c'est que la même chose, on demande un permis de démolition avant de démolir, on demande un permis avant de mettre en pratique tous les travaux.
Oui.
Puis s'il y a un permis émis, c'est parfait qu'il coupe.
C'est
quoi?
C'est pas un permis commercial.
On a passé au comité d'urbanisme dans ce cas-là. Et
le projet?
Oui, en 2018, je pense que c'est les permis ont été émis.
OK, bon, bien, c'est parfait.
Il faudrait regarder comme.
OK. C'était ça donc ma question, si c'est dans le cadre du projet. Là, j'ai une question sur le stationnement de 100 $.
Pardon?
Le stationnement, l'amende de 100 $ pour le stationnement.
Oui.
Il y a aussi l'usage des quads, parce que je pense que le stationnement sur des rues, on ne peut pas déneiger parce que le monde stationne l'hiver et tout ça, c'est un problème. Il y a aussi l'usage des quads. Et ces deux illégales et contrôlement, C'est le SQ qui applique les deux, à ma connaissance.
Oui.
Donc, même si on met des montants de frais d'amende de 5 000 $, si la SQ ne vient pas, donc la question c'est que.
Non, mais
je vous invite à solliciter l'aide de la SQ parce que.
Oui, mais nous, pas, on a engagé un film qui.
Qui peut donner des étiquettes.
Exact.
Merci pour la réponse, monsieur.
La SQ, on doit le faire, nos gens qu'on a engagés, on doit aussi.
OK. Merci beaucoup pour la réponse.
OK. Sont où, Marc, tous les
la
jours?
La
Rivière-Rouge.
Sur le chemin de
la Rivière-Rouge.
Mais ils ont trouvé la place.
Ils ont fini, moi, ça a pris
2 ans. OK, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Other questions?
I have
one. Yes.
I know you did a beautiful job on the film roles, but is there a reason why on the Nigger Ready to Judy Smith?
From where?
Well, we call it the Nigger Ready. Coming down the Nars Hill there.
Yeah.
Okay. To Judy Smith's, you know where the apple orchard is?
Yeah.
Okay. On your right hand side,
yeah.
How come the asphalt goes about this close to the edge?
Well, that's going to be corrected shortly. That's a mistake that was done by the paving contractor. So that's going to get corrected. It's not supposed to be that close to
me. I know, because some of it's like this.
I know.
Well, where was the inspector at the time?
Here.
No, I'm not the inspector.
No, I know you're not the inspector.
But, look.
But it's going to be corrected.
It's going to get corrected. I was very upset when I saw that.
Well,
I'm sure. Okay? And it was all planned last year, and we did the work so that wouldn't happen. So, the contractor has a responsibility to do it right too. A little more, he would have been paving in the air.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So, which he was told.
Okay.
So he knows he has a correction to make, and he will do the correction, and we will do some correcting too.
Now.
Shortly.
Now, winter's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to put? First of all, are you going to put some lines on that?
Yes.
The contract has been given Thursday.
Not on that section, no way.
Yes. On the Kilmar Road?
No, that's because that's the base coat. That section is the base coat only. So, but we will be putting a white line to push the edge away, to push people over.
Is there going to be any, it's very dangerous there. Winter hasn't come, but if you happen to, because, when you're traveling on that, I'm just telling you.
Why, people going too quick now?
Well, you're coming, and you're coming to the dips or whatever, and they're way over. If you got to swing a bit, you're gone, and winter's not even here.
What do you mean they're way over?
Pardon?
What do you mean they're way over?
Well, you're coming, and they're
who's?
Well, people driving the other way, you're coming down, they're coming up.
Yeah.
So if you have to move over some, the edge is right there. So it's not even winter yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no reason to be driving in the hole.
You don't have, have you ever drove?
The asphalt, many times. I used to race that road.
Oh, you're right.
But the road is plenty wide for 2 trucks to meet, or 2 buses to meet, okay?
Yeah.
If they drive normally.
Yeah, if they drive normally.
That's right. But it doesn't matter how wide the road is. If you have a fool, he's going to push you into the ditch anyway.
So are you saying that you're going to put some guardrails?
No, I'm not putting guardrails, but they are going to widen the road on that side, okay? To make a shoulder, a reasonable shoulder. They're going to paint a line away from the asphalt edge, the white line, so people get away from the edge. Next year, when they do the top coat, everything will be moved over.
Because I noticed you flattened all the gravel there.
That's right. We did the shouldering.
That's good.
Yeah.
But when you get in that dip there, that dip seems to be deeper than it was before.
No, it's not deeper. I can tell you that.
But
it's better than it was before.
You're going too quick on the road. That's the problem. You're going too quick.
I drove that road.
Yeah, you raised it too, I guess, but.
But it washes out too a bit.
I beg your pardon?
It washes out the
gravel. Washes out where?
On the side.
Well, it's not going to wash out very much, because there's walls that were built there when we did the pipe change in the spring. So
there's going to be no guardrails this year.
There are guardrails at that pipe.
And the gully.
And the gully. There are guardrails going there.
And the asphalt benefit yourself.
Well, there weren't guardrails before.
Yeah, but now you're more over. I mean, we don't own any land, so we can't go over very much.
What do you mean?
We don't own very much. I was told we don't own much roadway.
Well, it's not hard to own the land. It's not hard to do. People give you permission and then you use what you need. That's what we've done. Up at La Source, the same thing.
Well, like I said, we did a beautiful job.
Yeah. We're doing what we can with what we have, okay? There were mistakes made by our contractor. They will get corrected. In the meanwhile, there will be other things done to make it safe. I don't expect people to be driving at 90 clicks, which is what they're doing now. So it almost tells us we don't pave the roads anymore.
Well, that's
so you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Can't win.
Yes, sir.
I was up the Rockland Road and Skilmer Road and the Scotch Road. I agree with the people that said it's good work done there.
Yeah.
But there's one other road there. Can we expect anything on that this year? And if we don't get anything this year, maybe we could get a damn good shot next year.
There is a section plan to be done as soon as we can get to
it. In a boat?
In yep. a boat.
The shovel was there.
From the pit, to the corner. That gully there, that's supposed to get done and rebuilt and paved. And then we're going to grind from the gate going into the plantation there, all the way out to Lake Amanda, or not Lake Amanda, but Young Settlement. That's going to be grounded down to the crowd.
Good.
And we'll also do Archie's Hill, or Cecil's Hill.
4 kilometers during our term, right?
So it is the bridge, and you've already started the bridge?
The bridge is, yeah, they're working on it.
People will do that for that?
Yeah. It should be up and going by December.
By the what?
By December.
December, really?
What is one?
Moi, j'ai une question. À propos de la phase 1 et la phase 2, là, avec l'hiver, c'est quoi ça?
Ben, phase 1, c'est ce qu'on a fait l'année passée. Phase 2, c'est ce qu'on fait cette année. Phase 3, c'est le reste.
C'est quoi la phase 2 qui va faire
cette année? On va finir en avant de la bibliothèque. Oui. Bibliothèque.
En avant de la bibliothèque?
Oui. So, bien, en ce moment, les ingénieurs sont en train de faire les plans. Et puis, il va y avoir une exposition d'un plan en 3 dimensions là, du futur. Rue principale de Calumet, d'un peu près.
Avec les sauts,
puis
tout.
Ben, les sauts, les voies, les goûts pluviales.
On a déjà eu un plan de ça fait dans le passé.
Ouais, je sais pas. Anyway, ils sont en train de préparer les plans, puis ça va être prêt fin août.
26 août.
26 août. So, on va essayer, si on peut légalement, de le faire, de le présenter aux citoyens de Calumet, qui aient une idée, une vision du futur, leur futur. OK? Entre-temps, là, ben, on espère pouvoir commencer les travaux au mois de septembre pour la phase 2, pour changer la culture.
C'est
bon. All
right. Phase 2 is from where you
where
start.
We finished?
Yeah.
To the library.
Are you right after that's phase 2?
Yeah, because there's an outlet for the storm sewer, and that's where the outlet is. So we have to go up to that.
And then you said
phase 3 brings us all the way to the railroad track at the other end.
Okay.
Next year.
So this year, that's your plan to go right to the library.
Yeah, but the plans, we asked for someone, a firm, to design us in 3 dimensions. The main street, what it's going to look like when it's complete. So that will be shown to you people, so you'll be able to drive through Main Street when we're done.
But you're saying, like, you want to have a new septic system, or...?
No, what we're doing right now is we're studying the conditions of the septic systems that we're going by to make sure that if there's a problem with the system, that the problem can be solved. That's what the study is for. So if there's a problem, we'll know. And if there is, if there isn't a problem, but someday there may be a problem, we need to make sure that there's a solution that doesn't require us to put a sanitary sewer in the street. That's all I want them to tell us. So, because I'm not going to, you know, we don't want to have to reopen the street to put a sanitary sewer because we didn't do due diligence beforehand.
So you have to have a place for that sanitary system?
If, well, in the street, yeah, we have to have it, it has to go in the street, right? So, but if we don't need it, we're not going to put it because it costs money. So to eliminate the risk of having to put one or not, they're doing the study.
Well, that's why you're doing the study.
That's correct.
And if we need it, we'll get a grant, you said?
Well, we're going to have a little discussion. I'm not going to jump to conclusions yet there. I want to see the study first.
So are we should getting good feedbacks, or is people...
They're starting next week, eh?
No, they started this morning, yesterday morning.
Oh, they did. Okay, so they're at it there as soon as I... We'll let you know. Well, we'll let you know. No, we can't let you know, but anyway.
You let me know.
We can't let you know. Well, it's kind of personal information there when people...
Well, I've got relatives in the town.
Well, you can ask them that. Yes, sir.
If they want to tell you...
Don't mind,
I'd just like to say that as a driver of Kilmar Road, I really, really appreciate the work. And it is tempting to go faster, but it's still way safer because you're not fighting to meet the to miss the holes. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So,
yes, madame.
Yes, madame.
Hi.
Yes.
The Rockcliffe Road.
Yes.
Mr. Gilmore. There, we had all that.
Yeah.
We lifted the road 3 feet instead of digging ditches. And since then, I'm close to the road, and the my driveway, all the water comes down.
Right. Yeah. Into
I
your driveway.
I could have somebody lower by 2 inches and maybe a little culvert.
I'll go and look at it. I'll go and have a look at it. What's the door number you're on?
232.
Yes.
I have two neighbors. One there and one there.
Yeah, Natalia brought it to my attention tonight.
Yeah, but they're not that close to the road.
Any other questions? No question? Thank you very much. Proposar?
Sev.
Sev. Mont d'accord?
Oui.
Thank you very much. This is the last one.
Peut-être on pourrait lui demander c'était quoi ses conclusions là, parce que j'ai pas
lui est en vacances pour la semaine.
I had a couple of questions. Hi. Just had a couple of questions.
Is that a new position or is it replacing a
position? No, that's a
new position. What was the reason for establishing a new position?
The long term speech.
Okay. It's kind of a fact, I guess. To sort of clear up a lot of work that had to be done.
Well, it's going to help process the person's
quick. Let's see. Road projects. How many different road projects were going on? I've heard about the Kilmar Road.
Well, right now, we're working on to get started on that one.
And the Avoca Bridge is separate from the
province. Those big three are all going to be
not hear back from them yet.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, but I was surprised. It takes them a lot of time.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that?
What's involved with the thing?
My sister.
You what? I got hands. And five brothers.
Almost
to
initial.
This is for your mother.
My,
so
they did not have any.
This is for your mother.
So you let me know when you have a from
She was a god.
I know.
Somebody told me.
Somebody
told me in Quebec they don't get land for Canada no more. See?
Yeah, it's basically.
I don't know.
That's
not
the problem.
I don't want that.
I don't. She was a Portuguese.
How much is
that? Half Portuguese and half.
45.
$45,000.
We offered them.
It's not